USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas officials warned of disasters within the disaster of historic cold weather that left millions without heat for a third day Wednesday, telling residents to prepare for energy not to return until the weekend. Residents in over 100 counties in Texas have been told to boil their drinking water as treatment plants continue to not work. According to testimony by military leaders before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, troops are putting off receiving the coronavirus vaccine. Big Brass told Congress about two-thirds of service members have been vaccinated, but some refuse the treatment. Officials said refusal rates varied and depended on factors like age, location, and deployment status. CDC data published Thursday shows life expectancy in the United States fell by a full year in 2020. The decline from 78.8 years in 2019 to 77.8 years in January through June 2020 marks the biggest fall in longevity since World War II. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Pfizer announces results of their vaccine versus a COVID-19 variant. USA Radio News Dan Naraki reports.
Drug maker Pfizer said Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine may offer reduced protection against the South African variant of the virus. A new lab study showed the vaccine was still able to neutralize the virus, but its antibody protection was reduced by two-thirds. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID response, tells CNBC that the vaccine still exceeds the threshold for it to work against the virus.
It is less effective, but still above the threshold. So what does that mean? When I ask, what does that mean? They basically say there's a threshold at which the vaccine has to surpass in order to work. And these vaccines appear to work above the threshold. So while it's less, people are feeling pretty good that the vaccines are responding and creating antibodies, although not as many. So will it require an amendment? That we don't know.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the country says goodbye to talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News what made Rush great.
What radio? You have to show heart, and I actually think that was he had an immense intellect, a capacity to articulate conservative ideals and American principles like very few Americans of our time, but. He also had heart. I mean, when you listen to somebody every day, as millions of Americans have done for more than 30 years, you get to know them for who they are. And this was a genuinely good man who had a heart for our country. He loved the American people, and I think that spirit of fun was all reflected in a sense you had listening to him, that he loved the people that he was talking to. He believed in the boundless potential of every American, and I really do believe that the best days for America are yet to come, and when they come, we're going to build that boundless future on a foundation that Rush Limbaugh helped to pour. There'll never be another Rush Limbaugh.
The doctor of democracy died of lung cancer Wednesday at the age of 70 in Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.